I joined the child market Chubbs because I'm unemployed, and at my last job centre interview, I was told that the jobs I was applying for were unacceptable because they weren't on the job centre website. I asked for advice on helping my CV, and they refused to give it to me. And at the end of the interview, I was actually told by the woman in the job centre that I probably wouldn't be able to find a job with them. I should probably just stick to the search on my own. Now, at this point, I thought, what is the point of me to look every fortnight to these useless job centre interviews? Well, if I miss one job centre interview for whatever reason, then I'd lose my benefits for 3 months. And the Tories want to make this 3 years. The reality is that there are 2.5 million job seekers like me and the other Jarrah Marchers in Britain today searching for just 500,000 jobs. Young people are being told that they're not going to have any future, no job, no education either. In Greece, there's an even worse situation. The capitalist class is saying that it's going to take 30 years to pay off the debt. So if you graduate in Greece today, that means the debt isn't going to be paid off until you retire, condemning young people to a lifetime of austerity. And no wonder, with this bleak future, that some decided in August to turn to rioting and describe it as the best days of their lives. But if you fight for jobs, we say that unfortunately, rioting isn't going to improve people's lives and can only serve to exacerbate the problems that our communities face. And that's why in Tottenham, where the riots started a couple of months ago, Youth Fight for Jobs organised a protest and public meeting against cuts to youth services to offer young people an alternative to rioting and an alternative to unemployment and misery. We demand a massive programme of job creation. For starters, let's get the 200,000 unemployed construction workers back to work building homes for the 5 million people on the council housing waiting list. Let's create apprenticeships to give young people socially useful skills so they can earn a decent living and build a lives and a future for themselves. We've seen the tripling of tuition fees to £9,000, pricing young people out of going to university for a whole generation. But students won't even be able to get to university after the condemned government has scrapped the educational maintenance allowance, the EMA, the grant paid to poorer students to help them through college. We're also marching for decent jobs. To deflect criticism from the soaring youth unemployment, the condemned government announced a couple of days their new work academy scheme. Work academies will provide 50,000 of the 1 million 16 to 24 year olds who are out of work unpaid work experience, i.e. working for your dole for the promise of no more than an interview at the end. We say no to cheap labour apprenticeships, cheap slave labour apprenticeships, a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. Unfortunately, not everyone, like the people in Nottingham, not everyone is supporting our march. Robert Goodwill, the Tory MP for Scarborough, has condemned us. Goodwill purports to represent an area that has the highest unemployment and highest youth unemployment rate in North Yorkshire. And this out-of-touch politician, who claimed over £145,000 in expenses last year, has no idea what it's like for young people like me and the other Jarrah Marchers and other young unemployed people in Britain today, like those in his own constituency. And what an insult for it that his comments are to the young people who are sadly taken their own lives because they couldn't face another rejection letter. We're campaigning for no return to the 1930s. After all, prevention is cheaper than the cure. We asked Mr. Goodwill if we have to wait until unemployment is at 75% in some areas like it was in the 1930s before we start marching for decent jobs. But we're under no illusions that the David Cameron is suddenly going to turn around, change his mind and create a million youth jobs. We're here to build a mass movement, and we'll be out supporting the picket lines on November 30th when we could see 3 to 4 million public sector workers taking strike action in defence of their pensions, in defence of services and our communities. But first, I encourage everyone here and everyone that supported the Jarrah March for Jobs to join us for a huge national demonstration when the march finishes in central London on November 5th to show the condemned government that we won't be a lost generation. Thank you.
I'm Lizzie Graham, 17, I'm from Gateshead.
And so why are you all marching?
Well, the current government that we've got, they're scrapping jobs, they're putting public sector jobs, raising tuition fees and scrapping apprenticeship courses. And even with apprenticeship courses, you're no longer guaranteed a job at the end of them. And I think the way the government's treating us, young people just don't have any future as things stand.
And Jaron March is something with a lot of history. I wonder if you could tell us about that.
My great granddad was on the first Jaron March. And back in 1936 in Jaron, it was when the shipyards closed, the majority of the population lost work. 70% were unemployed, but it's no comparison. Like, their struggle is no comparison to today. I mean, it's nowhere near the employment figures, and at the time that people were starving, there was disease going around the city. But I think it's so inspirational that so many people took the initiative to march all the way from Jarrett to London, just for jobs and for the sake of their families.
What are you hoping to achieve? Like, I mean, not just with the march, but, you know, with the growing movements against what's happening.
Well, I hope it's going to make the government look at what they're doing to this generation, the fact that they're going to have no workforce and so many people on benefits after them. So many people on job seekers allowance because of the cuts that they're implementing.
You've been various places on the way here, but have you found people in Nottinghamshire and in Nottingham, the city, how people responded to what you're doing?
I think we've had a really good response down here. I mean, I've only came back this weekend because I've been at college through the week, so I did the first weekend and I'm doing this weekend and half term week. But I think the response we've had here has been brilliant. I mean, I think it's remained a consistent amount of support on the way down, rather than just starting in Jarrow with the big boom of support and then fading out as we go along. But it's been brilliant the whole way down.
I don't know if you know about, there's going to be an occupation here later on.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Obviously, today's the 15th, it's a big day, there's going to be a lot of occupations. What do you think about the occupation movement?
Well, I think the fact that movement spreads so much, it just shows that something's got to give. I mean, with this amount of people, kind of crying out against the measures that each government are putting in, kind of across the globe, then it just shows that this system of capitalism isn't working.
What about the other people you're marching with? Would you say everyone? I mean, is it quite a range of different people marching?
We've got people from all over, and a lot of them are university graduates, but because of the current system, there's six people, and there's six people that each job vacancy. And I think everyone, I think the level of morale is kind of maintained since that first weekend. I mean, you think by this point, after 2 weeks of march, and then everyone will be knackered, and well, we are all tired and things are getting bad, but I think the morale's still there because we want to do something with this. We're not just prepared to sit on the dole and not do anything for a job.
This is our world and we want it back! Yeah!